We are so glad you could join us for another Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. Today's episode, Perseverance with Jesus Through Adversity. Here's Annette.
Welcome back to Bridge for Peace. And I'm blessed today to have a visitor in our New York studio, Denise Kappenmacher, who has been a faithful worker in Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations for decades. Welcome, Denise. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've been studying together on the radio program, the Bridge for Peace Foundation for Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been listening to interviews from people from Australia and America sharing their testimonies.
Ah.
And I know that you have a great testimony of what God has done in your life. So we want to encourage everyone. Many people we know today that are in difficult places, in dark places, bearing a lot of pain. And they need to hear encouraging stories of people who have come through because they've held on to Jesus Christ with faith, no matter how dark the situation seemed. And I just think about your own story and how we had many years of praying in hope in Jesus Christ for, in the future, an apartment and transportation. But at the time, how you really were suffering, and if in the reality of situations, people would think it wouldn't be possible. But by the grace of God, we held on with faith. And your testimony is now ripe to share with others. So Denise, could you share with us, to the extent that you're comfortable, where you began and where you are now?
Okay. Well, I can remember actually being born. I remember, you know, knowing God's word, saying, "I know you before you even formed in your mother's womb." And so when my sister and I were born, twins, I came out feet first. And so the doctors didn't think my mom or myself or my sister were going to survive. Surprise, surprise, God had the plan. I was also having difficulty with my legs. For a while, doctors didn't know what it was. Found a doctor. He said it was cerebral palsy. And I could not walk. I could not put my heels on the floor. But by the grace of God, we found this doctor. He pointed this doctor out. And I can now walk, and my heels, my feet are on the floor. And God has been healing me and healing me and healing me. We're just pressing on forward. I have, when it was time for me to go to school, the principal, whoever it was, they said, put her in an institution. She's not going to amount to anything. So I do have my BA degree from college. So my BA degree in special ed.
Wow, so that's an amazing testimony. So Denise, first of all, I want to just speak directly to anyone out there that's maybe facing even childbirth and just fearful of what might happen or what position the child might be in. And that your testimony is, even though it was, by the doctor's assessment, a very dangerous birth, dangerous for the two children, dangerous for the mom, by the grace of God, everyone came through and everyone was fine. So we want to, first of all, just pray for any women who might be listening today who are pregnant and fearful of the birthing process itself. We want to encourage you to know God is with you. And God will bring you through because God is the creator and the sustainer of life. And then your testimony says they assessed you and said, oh, you're not going to be able to walk. But by the grace of God, indeed you did walk.
Yeah.
So once again, thank God for the doctors. As I always tell you listeners, Bridge for Peace has medical missions. We thank God for doctors and for all that they do for us and how long and hard they studied to help us. But we thank God that we study another book that says, by his stripes you were healed. So we thank God for all doctors, but we want to hold on to the word of God and hold on to faith when the prognosis sounds very hopeless. We still have hope in Jesus Christ. And then, Denise, you were telling us that the word spoken over you by educators said that you wouldn't amount to much. I wanted to speak to anyone out there today who heard those same words, maybe by a parent, maybe by an uncle or an aunt, maybe by siblings, brothers and sisters, maybe by teachers or neighbors. Maybe you were told that you would not amount to much. But we want to remind you today, as Denise and I are here in the New York Bridge for Peace studios, we want to remind you that God is the one who called you forth from the womb. God is the one who knitted you together in your mother's womb. You came with a plan, and that's a plan to prosper, not to be harmed, but to prosper. So just as today, I'm so delighted to have Denise here who can tell the story of perseverance, you also are called to persevere in faith. Because if the doctor said that she wouldn't walk and she just sat down in the chair and didn't get up and try, she'd still be sitting in the chair. If the educator said she wouldn't amount to much and she said, okay, and they said put her in an institution, if her parents said, okay, she wouldn't have been able to go on to college and attain a degree in special education. So God has his call on your life. God has his plan for your life. But you also have to be willing, as you hear Denise's story, willing to persevere, willing to stand up in faith and go forward. And in Denise's case, exactly that. She stood up in faith and went forward, and she's never stopped walking. She's still walking today. And also stood up by faith and went forward in terms of education. She applied herself. She persevered. She worked hard. So there's hard work, right, Denise?
Absolutely.
Yes, there's faith, but there's hard work. So get in there and get to work in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So many times, right, Denise, we look at the Word of God, and it says, work, you people, work, get to work.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you, get up and start moving in the name of Jesus. And even as you all know my own story with rheumatoid arthritis, very painful to walk, I got up and I walked. I said, if I could take one step, I'll take two steps. If I took two steps, I'll take three steps. So we're here to encourage you, get up and walk today in the name of Jesus, whatever it is. Go forward with faith and perseverance. So Denise, thank you for sharing with us your story. We started with your birth. That's the first time we started with anybody's birth. So we're getting the full history here, and it's very incredible. And we're just up to, you said you got your bachelor's degree in special education. So could you bring us a little bit forward now to what your situation was and the other ways that God helped you?
Yes. So this part, I didn't know it when I was a child, but I've experienced physical abuse, some sexual abuse, the verbal abuse, and the emotional abuse. And it was for many, many years, but I didn't know what that was. I didn't have a voice. So at that time, and my mom had passed away. I was 33 years old at the time. And I had met Annette, Bridge for Peace. And Annette, oh God, was so good. She's so good. They brought me here, and how I was loved and nurtured and everything I needed was in Edna Nett's home. And the place, their home was just saturated with the Holy Spirit. And I remember saying that all my siblings, when they were ill, they would say, come on, let's go to Mom's house. That's a healing house. And I remember saying, no, that's not a healing house. This is the healing house. Oh, I was thrilled. I was thrilled. Even though I was hurting, my heart, somewhere deep inside, my heart, my spirit, I knew God was there and he was working. And also I was scared because I didn't know too much. But somewhere inside, it was a good, good thing. So with those experiences, that's where I began the healing. Well, the Lord did anyway, because I was feeling safer now. Even though I was still a little bit nervous, but safer. Safe.
Denise, it's so important what you're sharing with us, that we all need to find that safe place. And what I heard you saying was that God led you to the safe place, but once again, you had to walk.
Yes.
Once again, you had to put your foot forward and say, okay, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to get involved. And so we want to encourage those that are listening today, you need to find your safe place and a place where you can experience the love of Jesus Christ. But once again, that place is not going to just descend on you. You have to listen to the Holy Spirit, have courage, have faith, and go forward as Denise did and try it out. Is that the safe place? As Denise said, in her heart, she knew it. That was the Holy Spirit in her heart informing her. You have to listen to the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. We want to encourage you today, don't stay stuck, but go forward, because there are people in this world that love Jesus, and the Word of God says that he's put the solitary into families, those that are lonely into families. So God has got a family for you, may not be your birth family, but it's the family in Jesus Christ when you were born again. So in a way, it's the family you were born into, not born out of. And for those of us who have been blessed to have both, we pray that we could also be a sheltering place for others who have not had the graces and the opportunities that we have had. So if you say, wow, you know, Denise's story is very moving, but it's not your story, but perhaps you can become a shelter for other people. Perhaps you know someone that, you know, you can see things are not quite right with their life. Perhaps you could reach out and be an encouragement and a safe place where a safe conversation could take place for others. So we're talking to you if you've experienced abuse in your life, and we're talking to you if you haven't experienced abuse in your life, that there's a role for you to play also in the healing of the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can write to us at bridgeforpeace.org to share your story and receive prayer. And actually, that's a large part of Denise's role in Bridge for Peace, is receiving many emails, praying for people, sending the powerful prayers through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ out to encourage, heal, and deliver others through the power of the cross and the authority given to her. So once again, you can write to us at bridgeforpeace.org. bridgeforpeace.org. We're ready to hear your story. So Denise, good. Can you share with us a little more? We still have some time.
Yes, indeed. This is an exciting part too. I remember I said that I was 33 years old when God was telling me it's time to leave. He was preparing me to leave my home. So what happened one day is I was near the door.
So Denise, let me just qualify that. So your home at that time was what?
My family, with my siblings.
Okay, so you're 33 years old, but you were still living at home.
Yes.
With your siblings and your father.
I'm sorry, not my siblings. Okay. I'm sorry, it was just my dad at that time.
Okay, so you're 33 years old, living at home with your dad. Mm-hmm. And the situation was not safe. And now you're at the door and you're ready to leave. Okay, thank
well,
you.
Well, getting ready to leave, yes, here's a fun part. I saw my hand, and I was trying to explain, well, I did explain to Annette that it wasn't my natural hand, but a hand. And I knew it was my hand. And that's reaching for the doorknob. And that's where Annette told me that it happens in the spirit first and then goes to the natural. So I guess the day after I saw that, I packed some things And sure enough, it was time, because I woke up one morning and I thought, I'm either going to kill myself or my dad was going to do that. So I got up, got dressed, I went to the door, and every step of the way I was asking God, okay, God, what do I do? And he told me, okay, go to the door, open the door, step on the stoop. These little things, but he was telling me step by step. So he says, go to the end of the driveway. You know, this is what I heard inside of me. So I went to the end of the driveway. I said, okay, Lord, which way? And he says, make a right. So I make a right, and I'm walking and walking. Then I come to another crossroad. Okay, Lord, which way do I go now? He says, make another right and go to the store that you've always walked to. Now, the store takes a little while to get there, but I did. And I was still praying and talking to the Lord. A little bit nervous, but I did. So I went into the store, and he said, okay, walk a little more, then look to your right, and there it was. I saw a card on the wall, and it talked about the social services department. And then he said, okay, go there, which was, I don't know, about two more blocks from where I was. So I walked all the way there. And from there, my story came out. And my dream at the time was just to be able to have, you know, I had to go through a lot of things there, going into shelters and blah, 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 those kinds of things. But my dream at the time was also that I would have a place of my own, my very own place. And lo and behold, it took a while, but I have my very own place. First, it was sharing with some other people where we were getting some help. Then I shared a house with two other people. And then I had my own little studio. I call it a studio apartment. And now, this is like 13 years later, I have my very own place, an apartment kind of thing, where I have everything I need. God is so, so good. He supplies my every need. Everybody's every need. He does.
Amen.
Amen.
And even when you say that, Denise, and we know God wants to supply everyone's need, but the reality is you sought him, you put him first in your life, mm-hmm. you prayed, you asked for wisdom, you waited on that voice within your heart, which is the Holy Spirit, who is leading you and guiding you and giving you the timing. If we don't listen, if we don't wait on God, if we don't put God first, even though he wants to provide for us, he can't do it because we're not responding to his voice. So you, once again, are demonstrating to us what it is to put a foot forward, what it is to hear from God as God helps us walk our journey, the miraculous story of how he led you out of a dangerous situation, and you give us all courage to wait on God. So if you're listening today and you're in a dangerous situation, I pray that you hear Denise's testimony today as the voice of God calling you forward, calling you to listen to him, to trust him, and to take a step. And even as Denise shared with us, it was step by step by step. God doesn't give us step number three until we have walked out step number one. So we want to encourage you today. Denise, we just have 1 minute left. Mm-hmm. Would you pray right now for anyone who's listening? Just a prayer, and then we'll say bye-bye to everybody. But anybody who needs that courage that you have demonstrated in your life, would you just pray for them to have courage and perseverance?
Mm. Dear Lord, I'm here, and I pray for the people who may be listening. We're together. You said whenever two or more together, you are with us. And whatsoever we ask, we shall receive. Only believe. You are an amazing God. And so, Lord God, I pray that the words that were spoken, the testimony that was spoken, you would take courage, you would take encouragement, you would receive it. Wait on the Lord, and he will guide you. He is faithful. faithful. And he has a plan. He says his plan is to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future, and not to harm you. You can rely on God's word. You can trust him with everything. His word is pure truth.
Amen. Thank you, Denise. This is Annette Eckhart with Denise Kappenmacher today at Bridge for Peace Studios. Remember, God wants you to bring healing to the nations.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. To learn more about Bridge for Peace or become a partner with the ministry, please visit us on our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you would like to discover how to pray for healing and understand all that grace provides through the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, sign up for our Foundations for Healing course on our website. Also, if you have any questions, please email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you join us again next week for another inspiring episode of the Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. This is Scott Silverberg for Annette, saying God bless you, and let Jesus be your bridge for peace.